I was home again. I poured myself a glass of champagne, fixed a bowl of strawberries, and filled the hot tub with bubbles. I intended to reward myself for a successful week and prepare myself for the week ahead. I'd been in the tub about a half hour when I heard something. I looked up. I couldn't believe it. Glenn was here in my house. His tall, lean frame filled the doorway. He was so tall and tan and beautiful. I couldn't imagine how he had gotten in or why he was here, but I was glad to see him. He smiled at me in such a way that it seemed natural for him to be here. "Welcome home," he said. "So, what brings you to my bathroom?" I giggled. "You," he said, dangling the house keys in front of me. "Oh, I wondered how you got in," I said, reaching for them. "Had a set made during our last meeting. Knew they'd come in handy. Hope you don't mind," he answered. "Not at all, Glenn. Save me a trip to the door." He came over to me, grabbed my sponge, and started to wash my back. "That feels good, baby. But I know you didn't come all this way just to wash my back. What can I do for you?" "After all, we've seen each other without clothes, so no secrets, all right?" "Well," he continued, "there's no easy way to ask that, so I'll just say it. I need a favor, a big favor. My sister's kid just turned 21. Smart as all get out, but a real pocket protector. At 18, he inherited a small fortune, but for all his money, well, he's kind of kid that, you know, other boys stuff in lockers. Girls don't look twice at this guy. He's never been kissed, never been on a date. And lately, he's spending all his money on phone sex and strip clubs. It's beginning to get a little embarrassing. The kid needs some self-confidence, and I was hoping," Glenn went on. "Hoping I'd give him that confidence," I added. "Yeah, something like that," he said as he offered me his hand, helping me out of the tub. I walked past Glenn into the bedroom, still warm and wet from the bath, and a ring of bubbles circled my ankle. I love getting into bed. Under the covers, letting the quilts engulf me. Even with Glenn here, it was my intention to do just that. But there sitting on the bed was this boy. "Hi," he stammered, his face and neck turning a bright pink as he blushed. I turned and faced Glenn. "Oh, please, you didn't mean now." "Well, I thought you'd give him a lesson and I'd watch, you know, giving him pointers, make sure he didn't screw up," Glenn smiled. I looked over at the young man and asked him, "Do you want to be with me?" He couldn't look me in the eye. His face turned scarlet and he stammered a yes. "Tell you what, I'm going to go to the fridge for more champagne. While I'm there, you two can shed a few clothes." I turned to Glenn and added, "You too." I really must be a slut because the thought of busting this kid's cherry and the prospect of having Glenn again was making me feel positively moist. He looked a little dizzy as I brushed by. I wondered if his cock was throbbing hard, dripping down his leg. "Okay," he agreed quietly as I walked through the doorway. I knew he was watching. A moment or two later, I reappeared. Glenn smiled as he pulled me down in his lap and rubbed his hand over the flat of my stomach. I turned and kissed him full on the lips, sucking softly on his bottom lip, tasting the sweetness of his skin and the champagne. Then I got up and walked over to the kid. I knew if I was going to make this happen, I'd better be the one getting started. He was liable to have spontaneous combustion just from eyeballing me. "Tell me what you're feeling," I said to him. "Well," was all he could manage. It seemed he was suddenly having trouble breathing. "Well, thank you. That's sweet," I laughed, and then added, "Would you like to kiss me?" I grinned and leaned forward, sneaking my hand inside his jacket. Then I pressed my slightly parted lips firmly against his. I found one of his nipples, and with the tip of my fingernail, I raked it several times back and forth, sending a surge of fire and ice through his cock right down to his balls. Before I pulled my lips away from his, I used the tip of my tongue to probe between his lips and lick them. Then, leaning over, I stole a peek at the front of his pants, a definite bulge. "Here, let me take your jacket," I said. He shrugged out of the fine leather jacket and let it fall to the floor. I pressed my body against his and kissed him again. When he didn't take the lead immediately, I opened his lips with mine. Then I pushed my tongue between his lips. When his mouth still didn't open, I used my tongue to pry his teeth apart. Finally, he got the idea and opened his mouth. I filled it with my tongue, then molded myself full length against him. I moaned softly, and ground my mound against the outline of his throbbing cock. He moaned, and his bulge grew bigger. Ooh, you're a hot one, I smiled, sucking his tongue for several long moments while I began to sway my hips from right to left, brushing my stomach back and forth against his throbbing cock. After a few moments, he pulled away, out of breath and wobbly-kneed. Ready, he said. I looked at him and smiled. Is that a yes? Are you ready to fuck? He stammered again. Glenn stood up and pushed Mark aside. His hands ran down my stomach, then slowly across my thighs. He pressed his hard cock against me and kissed me lightly on the mouth, oh, my neck, and then down to my breast. I leaned into him, wanting to taste more of him, but he moved away and pushed Mark back at me. She's ready, he said. The boy looked at me, then down at my breast. Without a word, he took them in his hands and squeezed them, then bent low and sucked the left one into his eager mouth. Oh, God. Oh, I moaned, faking the pleasure as his teeth finally sunk into the nipple and he bit it gently, then harder. Ah! I groaned again. His dick was hard and throbbing. It lurched against my stomach. I smiled and sighed and ground my stomach against it, encouraging it to get bigger and harder. He continued to play with my tits, massaging them, squeezing them, pinching my nipples, then licking them, sucking them, biting them. God, I like your tits, he grunted. Catching Glenn's eye, I smiled. Yeah, I noticed under my breath. Glenn rolled his eyes, and I tried hard to suppress a giggle. Finally, I gave up waiting for him and began to undress this poor boy. When his clothes were in a puddle on the floor, I smiled. Good, now we're both naked, I said. He looked down at his prick and then over his uncle's. I laughed out loud. Blushing, the kid brought his gaze back to me and wrapped his arms around me tightly, relishing the feel of my soft, warm skin against his. My nipples scraping his chest, my flat belly against his rounder one. And he felt pussy hair tickling his hard cock for the first time. I looked over at Glenn, and he winked approval, and I wondered if Glenn would join us or wait till later. I knelt on the floor in front of him, cupped his balls gently in one hand, wrapped my fist tightly around the root of his male organ, and closed my mouth around most of it. Oh, God, jeez, he said as I licked the head of his dick with my tongue. I exaggerated my movements, putting on a real show for my virgin, making my tits bounce hard up and down in rhythm with my head. I tried to imagine what he was thinking, feeling. He must be enjoying this. I didn't know a man alive that didn't enjoy a blowjob. I knew, watching his cock disappear between my pink lips, then reappear, disappear, reappear. Oh, it must be driving him nuts. I let a hand slip down between my legs as I continued to suck him, and I slowly fingered myself. Can we do it now? He cried. Reluctantly, I pulled my mouth off his cock. From behind me, Glenn grabbed my shoulders and pulled me down on top of him, onto the bed, his feet between mine, opening my legs. Then his nephew fell on top of me and with a single, hard thrust impaled me. He groaned. His cock was suddenly buried up to his balls in my pussy. Oh, God, Jesus, your pussy's so hot and so tight, he continued. God, what a loser. How does my pussy compare to your hand, lover boy, I said, laying back. Oh, God, it's 100 times better than my hand, honest. Then fuck me, baby. Fuck me good. He didn't need to be asked twice. He put his weight on his hands and pulled his dick almost out. Then he paused, smiled, and then slid it deep into me again. In and out, in and out. Oh, God. Gradually, he began sliding back in deeper and quicker and harder, his breath in rapid, short pants. I responded by moving my hips up and down and around, meeting his thrust and thrusting against him. Keeping time with him, matching his movements, as he began to thrust harder and faster, he looked into my face. He groaned as he thrust his dick in and out again and again. My hips lifted him off the bed as I felt his climax start, and my pussy muscles gripped his dick like a soft hand, squeezing him, milking the cum out of his virgin balls. He came with a grunt and fell on top of me, sped. He lay there on top of me while his manhood slowly withered, and his first cum leaked down my pussy lips, over my asshole, onto my fresh, satin bedsheets. "Oh, well," I said, rolling him off me. "Nice work," Glenn said, putting me onto his hard cock. I turned to look at him. "You hadn't forgotten about me," he smiled. "Had you?" he added. "Hardly," I giggled. "Well, then, let me show you how it's done," he whispered. Glenn's arms held me tight as he inched his way up the bed, his chest hairs curling, tickling my back, his cock firmly inside my hot little cunt. His head hitting the pillow, finally, and I giggled again. "Do you find me funny?" he asked. "Oh, no," I answered, a smile still in my voice. "Well, is this funny?" he asked, ramming his cock into me harder. "Oh, no!" "Or this," he added, by putting his hand on my tits and squeezing, and the other one grabbing my clit and rubbing. I spread my legs wider, bending them at the knees to give him greater access. Oh, this was good, but I needed, oh God, my body wanted more. I grabbed his hips with my hands and thrust myself down on his upward stroke, driving him all the way into me, squeezing with all my might, needing to feel every vein and ripple of his massive cock. He rubbed my nipples harder as he brought his other hand to my mouth, and I sucked his fingers. Oh God, this man was good. What he could do to me. I felt his cum building. I closed my eyes, trying to prolong the feeling, needing this orgasm to be, oh, oh, oh. And suddenly, I felt claustrophobic. I opened my eyes to find Glenn's nephew hovering over me, his cock glistening with pre-cum. He was hard again, eager, awaiting entrance to my mouth. Oh, baby. I opened wide, my tongue licking his knob, and then slowly I closed my lips around him, pumping him as he went down on me. Oh, I didn't think it could get any better. Oh, God! Glenn, beneath me, feeling my hungry pussy, and this kid licking me, circling, attacking my clit. Oh, my lips, as I greedily sucked his cock. Oh, God, I was going to come! Sensing the urgency, Glenn quickened his pace. I could feel his cock swelling inside my tight hole. Harder! And then, in a chain reaction, the kid grabbed my clit between his lips and sucked his cock all the way to the back of my throat. Bucked madly, I let out a scream as the first orgasm overtook me, and hot cum filled my pussy and my mouth. Oh, God! The boy stopped licking and rolled over, but Glenn held me tight around the waist, allowing the last shudders to leave my body.